This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, joined by Josh Cummins from the North Shore Navigators. And Josh, welcome. Thanks for taking a few minutes to join us.
No problem. Thanks for having me, Bill.
Josh, we have on this post the North Shore Navigators All-Decade Team. Now, the Navigators started in 2012, so it's not quite a full decade, but still, with the Futures League having their All-Decade Team being announced, what were some of the highlights as you see it from the Navigators All-Decade Team, first and second team?
Yeah, so coming up this summer is scheduled to be the 10th year of the league. So that's one of the ways that we wanted to kind of celebrate the history of the league. The Navigators have actually been around since 2008, but they played in the New England Collegiate Baseball League, which is a very similar league throughout all of the New England states, but moved to the Futures League in 2012, the second year of the league, with the upcoming 2020 being the league's first year. So yeah, just one of the ways that we wanted to celebrate the history of the team, and just kind of along the lines of what the league will be doing with some different things throughout the summer. But yeah, just a really fun way to kind of look back for myself and some of the other staff members. Obviously, Derek January being the new owner and GM this year, kind of had some help from him and the others, a few other people who've been involved with the team as well. So kind of a really fun way to look back for a lot of us who have kind of covered the whole kind of 10-year span of the team.
Yeah, I guess. Well, I stand corrected then. You're right on the length of the Navigators, but you're right. Good point on the league change. I'd forgotten all about that. I forget stuff, Josh. You know, I mean,
no problem. Yeah. A couple of the guys on the team too moved with the team. Joe Gronkowski, who's a pitcher from Peabody, and then one or two of the other guys as well were in the league in 2011 in the NECBL, and then 2012 moved with the team to the Futures League, and this is the 10th year of the Futures League. So Navigators have been involved almost since the beginning of that, but yeah, kind of a little bit of a longer history than just the league for the.
Now, I got to be honest with you, I'm not totally familiar with all of these names, but a couple of them, I still remember watching Sal Frelick play, and man, he was a great, nice-looking ball player, infielder, right? And what a great left-handed swing he had. Has, I should say, yeah.
Yeah, so he's one of the guys who's still pretty young in college baseball. Just this was his sophomore year at Boston College, and yeah, he's a guy who obviously will be eligible for the Major League Draft next year, and has been getting a lot of attention as far as that, one of the top prospects in the country as far as that class of draft picks. And yeah, so he was a high school shortstop for Lexington High School, but kind of split his time between the shortstop and the infield and playing in the outfield, which is actually where he's been playing for Boston College. So yeah, great kid, and had an awesome summer. Came in his first game as a Navigator and hit a grand slam, I believe it was, and just really kind of took off for the rest of that summer, and had really what's one of the best seasons that anyone at Frazier's ever seen as far as the Navigator is concerned. Was the top prospect in the Futures League for position players that year, and just a really unbelievable summer that was just for someone who was just in high school. So pretty great start for him to his college career, and had an awesome year at BC last year on the ACC freshman and all freshman awards and different things like that. So yeah, definitely someone to keep an eye on in the future, that's for sure.
You know, another name, Richie Fecteau from up in the Newbury or West Newbury area, Salem State grad, 2015 on the Navigators, was the league all-star MVP, I guess, batted around 300 and so on. But yeah, and I think he went with the Yankee system, if I'm not mistaken. But a really great young man and ball player as well.
Yeah, so that was the year that the Navigators actually hosted the all-star game at Frazier Field, and he was the MVP. I think it was a walk-off hit he had to win the game, or hit very late in the game. But yeah, There were quite a few local guys on the Nats who were on the All-Star team that year. Spiros Vrinos, I know. Another local name from Masco, who was an unbelievable pitcher for 2 years for the Navigators and at Tufts University, another very local Division III school, and just one of many of those guys on the team, and one of several All-Stars for the Navigators in that year of 2015.
I want to circle back and maybe go to 2019, just a year ago. Bo Dana from Marblehead. And also Dickinson, he had a fantastic ERA and was the league's reliever of the year?
Yep, relief pitcher of the year. Yeah, last year's team, quite a few guys on this all-decade were just from last year, which is really one of the best seasons as far as talent-wise that the Navigators have ever had. And yeah, he was just he was a kid who came in, and that was kind of one of the first decisions he made just because of the velocity that he throws, that he really gets it up there in the 90s pretty regularly. And yeah, it was just like, you're going to be the closer. And I think he actually started quite a bit at school this year, but that was kind of one of the first decisions that was made with the coaches, that he was going to be the closer, and certainly made the most of that opportunity. But yeah, there were more than a handful of guys from last year's team who were part of this, and it was just really a really fun summer last year with a lot of talented guys from all over the country. Obviously, Sean Lawler was the Futures League MVP as well last year. So definitely a lot of talent from last year that was on this list as well.
Yeah, and Tony, you mentioned the Tony Serino, right, from Saugus, right? Did you mention him earlier or not? Maybe I'm mistaken on that piece, yeah. I don't think you did.
He was an older, one of the first, I think the first Futures League year for the Navigators. He was on the all-decade list as well. But actually, all three of the outfielders from last year were the first team, which was pretty unique when we came down to it. There are obviously a lot of talented guys kind of in that position that we've had over the years, but it turned out just with the numbers and kind of looking through it, that actually last year's guys were three of the best years that we've ever had. So those were actually the three, all three from last year, with Sean leading the way in the outfield.
We're talking with Josh Cummins from the North Shore Navigators. Josh, anything else to share with us on the all-decade team for the Navigators in the Futures League?
Yeah, it was just a really fun project for us to do. Obviously, kind of looking back throughout the history, just kind of looking back at some of the awards that the guys won, and kind of looking at the different stats from the seasons gone by altogether, and just kind of taking a look back at some of the really great players have come through Fraser Field over the last decades worth of summer. So really fun for us, and fun to kind of celebrate the anniversary season for the league in this way for us.
You know, the other thing too interesting, just to point out to our listeners, because it, you know, I get confused, but I don't know what the exact rules might be in the Futures League, but you have a young man like Richie Fecto who played. I think he played after he graduated, maybe this be in after his junior year at Salem State. But then you also have players that we've talked to this year that are high school seniors that will be playing or scheduled to play this summer for the Navigators. So it's there's a wide breadth, right, of different ages that you could be in the Futures League.
Right. So basically, that's the youngest you can be. So all those high school players are graduating this year, and they're getting ready for their first year of college baseball. Not all the summer leagues allow that, but there are a select few that do, and the Futures League is one of them that started it really right from very near the beginning of the 10 years that it's been, 9 previous years that's been in existence. And that was just a way for the league to get some really high-profile players. I know one of them has already made it to the major leagues, and Chris Shaw, who's actually a family friend of Sal Frelick, who we were talking about before, and now plays for the San Francisco Giants organization. So he was one of the first Futures League players kind of in that scenario to come through as a high school senior, and went on to still having a career in professional baseball. But yeah, so then it goes right up through basically anyone that has college eligibility remaining can play in the Futures League and all the leagues like this. So there is really a range of different ages and schools and guys coming from Division I, II, and III schools all over a lot of New England, but certainly covering the entire country. So definitely a league that's grown over the course of the 10 years and a lot of talented players all throughout.
Yeah, Josh. So just to let our listeners know that a lot of as things get canceled here around, you know, different things, just for folks to know that as far as the Futures League is concerned, they see no reason to make a decision right away, nor should they, as for what happens this summer. The league scheduled to start at the end, near the end of May, and so on. So it's still weeks away, probably before the Futures League would make any kind of decision like that. And we'll keep our fingers crossed that that with the warm weather and so on, that baseball can be played at Fraser Field. And you noted, you have a note here, Josh, that Fraser Field is 80 years old this year. That sounds that's crazy, right, man?
Yeah. Yeah, I believe there is scheduled to be a home game on the 80th birthday, so I'm sure they're...
Actually, it's funny. I'm surprised it's not older, to be honest with you. But, okay, yeah. The old Manning... I was thinking it would be the same age as the old Manning Field, but, okay. But, yeah, that's about right, I guess. Maybe that's about right, yeah. Okay, 80 years old, yeah.
Yeah.
I trust you. Well, Josh, always good talking with you, and we'll be in touch and check back with some players and so on in the days ahead as well. So, again, thanks for all the information on the All-Decade Navigator team in the Futures League.
Awesome. Thanks, Bill.
Josh Cummins with us from the Navigators here on MSONewsSports.com.